Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday, live at Party Foul, down here by Vanderbilt, 2031 Broadway. Come by, register to win a pair of tickets to see the sold-out Vanderbilt-Missouri game coming up tomorrow. And again, coverage starting at 1 o'clock on both 102.5 The Game and 94.9 The Fan. Let's bring in my good friend Jill Jelinek, sports director at Fox 17, and of course proud host of Football Frenzy Live, which you can watch tonight. The latest on high school football. Jill, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, happy Friday. I love that Caddyshack walkout song. If I could go back in time and change my walkout song, I think it might have to be I'm All Right. But you're right. We have tons of great stuff going on tonight. High school football, yes, we'll get into that. Vandy, I heard there's like a big game. The Commodores are playing, whatever. And then, oh, yeah, Titans signed up for a slaughter fest on Sunday. So where do you want to start, Chase?
Well, I know you went over to Vanderbilt. They had a college game day, I guess, media availability with Kirk Herbstreit and Reese Davis. How was that?
It was good. It was good. And, of course, Kirk's, don't forget Kirk's dog, Peter. He made his special appearance as well. Yes, as beautiful in person as he is on TV. No, it was a great morning. We got out there, got to check out the game day set, which is already up and running. Looks great. Shout out to their coordinator, Amanda Brooks, for setting everything up for us. She showed us around, gave us a nice tour. And then we got to talk to Kirk a little bit about, obviously, the game. And talk about a turnaround for him. He called the prime game last night, flew in this morning to do tapings, all that fun stuff, and then obviously gets back to work again tomorrow. He's so excited, Kirk Herbstreit, for this Vanderbilt program. He's lived in Nashville since 2011, and he talked a lot about just how impressed he is with Clark Lea. He said, you know, I think the media gives a lot of love to Diego Pavia for the resurgent, and rightfully so, right? And we also see Diego Pavia. He talks to the cameras very well, too. But Kirk's point was what Clark Lea has done at Vanderbilt in the short amount of time is close to unprecedented, and it's no wonder that, you know, he's being put on all these watch lists for Coach of the Year, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a great conversation with Kirk. He thinks it's going to be a great environment down at the Wyatt Lawn tomorrow. I'll be there. I think it's going to be a crazy environment, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully the Commodores are able to come out on top and inch closer to a potential college football playoff spot.
I'm not sure if this came up with Kirk or with Reese, and I don't even know if you've heard this or not, but we had Tim Hasselbeck on last week on our show. And, you know, it was right after Brian Callahan was fired, and you know, we were talking about different candidates for the Titans, and he went out of his way to bring up Clark Lea. And I hadn't even thought about that to this point. And so I'm wondering if any of these experts and what you think about, could Clark Lea, based on what he's done at Vanderbilt, work not just with the Titans, but in the NFL overall?
It did not come up in our availability with Kirk Herbstreit. I can't speak to Reese Davis, but it did not come up earlier this morning. However, I'm not surprised. Clark Lea's name is basically on the table for any major head coach opening. It's still early in the season. Let's keep that in mind. But I think it's no surprise that he is being talked up and potentially considered for the NFL level. Now, whether or not he wants to make that move, you have to talk to him. I think he would be wonderful. But the example, the resume he's been, like I said, what he's been able to do at Vanderbilt, with, again, you have a lot of restrictions when it comes to GPA, when it comes to NIL, all of these things are moving pieces. The fact that he's been not able to navigate the storm at Vanderbilt and have success in easily the best college football conference in the nation, it speaks to itself. And, you know, it's funny, Chase, you bring that up, and I can't help but think of our buddy Tony Vitello, who made the jump from college to pro, right? And all it takes, he's the first one to make that jump without any previous MLB manager experience. And all it takes is one person to make that historic move. Could it be Clark Lea at this level? Sure. You know, he wouldn't be the first. We've seen it now so many times before, from college coaches to the NFL. But all I'm saying is it wouldn't be crazy. Now, whether or not that's something Coach Lea wants, not sure. I think he's really proud of what he's built at Vanderbilt. has a great relationship with Candace Story Lee, who's done a great job of supporting him through turmoil and some tough times, including that ugly, 9-27 start to his first 3 years. So he's worked really hard to get here. I don't know if he's ready to just move up and move onward just yet.
Jill Jelinek is with us from Fox 17. I feel like you're going to really like this question because I know how near and dear this is to you. Mikayla Blakes is going to be featured on game day as well. Nate Bargatze will be the picker, but you know she's going to get some time. And I was talking to Andrew Allegretta earlier about how Vanderbilt is now, you're not just talking about the coaches. You're not just talking about the people that are involved in running the programs. Diego Pavia is a household name. Mikayla Blakes is a household name. How special is that to see what she has done now going into her sophomore year with the women's basketball program and how she's now going on College Game Day and being featured and so many people are excited to see her play? I know you have to be excited about that.
It speaks volumes. It speaks to the sport of women's basketball growing. Obviously, it speaks to Mikayla Blake's talent and just stardom, winning the Tamika Catchings National Freshman of the Year last year and choosing to stay at Vanderbilt. It speaks to Vanderbilt Athletics and Athletic Director Candace Story Lee, how she's not only been able to bring in good coaches, recruit good coaches, but also keep good coaches, provide them with whatever they need to keep good players. What they are doing at Vanderbilt is not just impressive, but it's almost unprecedented because they do have restrictions with GPA, with academics. They have so much that they have to deal with. It has made it difficult to keep good athletes over the years, but Candace Story Lee has found somewhat of a formula for success, and it's working. We're seeing it pay off, and it's a really exciting time. Like I said, not just women's basketball, not just women's sports, but obviously college football. And then you just see that trickle-down effect to Nashville as a whole. Nashville's never been considered a college town, and I'm not about to go on the radio and say it's a college town just yet. but Vanderbilt has always been grouped in the, Tennessee. They're in the SEC country with Vandy and Auburn and Alabama. Vanderbilt is quickly owning this city when it comes to college athletics. And I think obviously the football season with Clark Lee and the rise of stars such as Mikayla Blakes has been crucial in that rise.
Talking with Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 sports director, the frenzy tonight, and it's hard to believe that the regular season in high school football is winding down, only 2 weeks left tonight and next week before it's playoff time here in Tennessee. I know it, and it's a full slate of games that you all will be breaking down tonight.
Yes, so excited, and it's so funny how we start week one, and it's a 14-week show for us, but I swear, Chase, just like you alluded to, it goes by so quick. This week might be the most exciting week yet because it's the penultimate week of the regular season. Week 10, right? All high school teams played 10 games plus a bye. And a couple of games that we have we have about 8 to 9 games on our lineup tonight. One game that I'm really excited about is actually our Friday night rivals game, Antioch against Clarksville. The Antioch Bears,
yes,
they are 8-0. They are having its best season, 8-0 for the first time in 62 years. So they have a chance to win the Region 5 6A championship tonight. That's a big one. Brentwood at Independence. Brentwood needs to beat Independence in order to compete with Ravenwood for the title next week. And then our game of the week is a special one, Chase. Not a lot of people are talking about FCA, Franklin Christian Academy, and that's because it's their first full year of TSSAA football, actual varsity football, and they have a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight in their inaugural year. So very, very, very cool storyline. Tons of great storylines. We'll break it all down on the Frenzy tonight after game one of the World Series on Fox 17.
You mentioned Antioch, their quarterback, Andre Adams. I have seen him play live. That kid is legit. Vanderbilt is
so
in
fun
on him.
Yep.
He's been offered by Vanderbilt and other schools as well. He's going to continue to get offers, but And he's only a junior, but he is, oh my goodness, he is fun to watch. So that'll be cool that that's the game of the week.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. And then obviously our high school football show will go up into semifinals of the playoffs. So we still have frenzy going. It doesn't end after the regular season. So the best is yet to come, my friend.
I have to ask, you know, I feel like I told you, you know, we would talk a little Titans, and we've just kind of pushed that to the end.
Do we have to?
I know. I know. Is it Jeffrey Simmons is out. Calvin Ridley's out. They've called up Mason Kinsey and signed him to the active roster. They don't have a pass rush. We don't know about Arden Key yet. I mean, is Jonathan Taylor and Danny Dimes, are they just going to run and pass all over the Titans on Sunday?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. This is not only just because this is a Titans team that just continues to spiral downward and is riddled by injuries too, but also because this is a very good Colts team. This is one of the best Colts teams we've seen in recent years. They lead the league in points per average points per game. They average 33 points a game. And you know where the Tennessee Titans are? On the complete opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to points per game. They are dead last, averaging not even 14 points. So this is, I would love to brand this as a David and Goliath matchup. And I did last night in my sportscast. I said, you know, that's okay. Us against the wall mentality, right? And then I woke up this morning and saw the injury report and said, nope, not going to happen anymore. Okay, who's next? Yep. So that's, I lost all my optimism, Chase. I'm sorry. I can't always be that optimistic reporter, but the Titans are making it hard on me.
I feel you on that one, Jill. Appreciate you joining the show today. Have fun with the frenzy tonight, and we will see you very soon.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too. Jill Jelinek, Sports Director, Fox 17, joining us here on the program. And again, check out Football Frenzy Live coming up tonight when all the games are done on Fox 17. And you can get a recap of all the high school football. We'll have that on the radio side with the Game Blitz after our Metro Schools Game of the Week presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers tonight. White House at Pearl Cone going to be a good one. Connor, and you're on tonight, right, Dr. Crane?
Yes, sir. After the broadcast, I will be down here in the studio.
Nice. So looking forward to that with the Game Blitz starting then here on 102.5 The Game. Nick Saban has spoken about something. We'll discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe live today from Party Foul, 2031 Broadway, down here at Vandy. Come by, register to win a pair of tickets to the sold-out Vandy-Missouri game, which is coming up tomorrow. We're here until 6 o'clock today, 102.5 The Game.